series Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio program on the Transformation Radio Network. Stay tuned for the next hour. We're going to change your life. We're going to help you catch the wave to a healthier life. And I am so honored to be with you today. And guess what? We have an amazing show. But I'd like to start the show today by talking a little bit about this path, this journey to a longer, healthier life. You know, Dr. A wrote this amazing book called The Habits of Health. It's a great guideline to help you realize that where you're at today is not what your life can be like if you get on this journey. And optimal health is truly a journey taken one step, one habit, one day at a time. And if you're listening to the program today, you have an opportunity to make a decision to create a life full of health, full of vibrant energy, full of activity that lets you participate in life rather than stay on the sidelines and purely be a spectator to life. And this path to a longer, healthier life starts with a decision today to make health a priority. And at the very beginning, in order for you to go down this journey, like any trip or any vacation that you're going to go on, you're going to need to prepare. And that's what Habits of Health Talk Radio is all about, is teaching you the specific steps to help you go down this journey and be prepared, because an amazing life can be created if you only make the decision today. So this process that we've been going on since December 8th, since our first show on the Habits of Health Talk Radio program, has been all about this journey. And it really starts by you reaching a healthy weight. And 85% of the people that go on a traditional diet lose weight but gain their weight back. And that's why diets in among themselves don't work. There are lots of diets out there, some good, some bad. But what this is a way for you to learn how to eat small meals that are nutrient rich, that are full of whole grains, fruits and vegetables, all the right portioning, and eating every 3 hours. And I remember about 4 years ago when I started down this journey, I remember the first thing my coach told me, and that was, hey, Russ, if I could show you how to eat every 3 hours and teach you that you'll be able to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week following this program, would you be interested? And more importantly, Dr. A posed a question, and that was, if you could create a life of optimal health, would you choose to do that? And if you're listening to the program today and you're struggling with health issues related to being overweight, for example, type 2 diabetes, much of that could be controlled by reaching a healthy weight. High blood pressure, cholesterol, even early signs of heart disease and cancer. In fact, being overweight is the second leading cause of cancer in the United States. And we think about the visit to the doctor, and the doctor says generally these three things. Russ, you need to lose some weight, you need to exercise, and here's another pill. And our medical delivery system is flawed in that sense, because our physicians around the country are well-meaning, are really there that because they care about their patients, but are very ill-equipped to provide the patients with specific steps to help someone lose weight, reach a healthy weight, learn how to eat the right kinds of foods, how to develop lifelong habits that will help you create a healthier life, how to become more physically fit. This is just not something our physician community is really well equipped to do. And I'm so thankful that Dr. Anderson has created this system that allows you to simply eat every 3 hours. And in doing so, eating the right kinds of foods, eating more low glycemic foods that are nutrient rich in the right portions, then you're going to feed your body everything it needs. And so while you're on the initial part of this journey and reaching a healthy weight, you're going to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. From there, Dr. Anderson has laid out in the Habits of Health a transition plan that helps you incorporate whole foods, more fruits and vegetables, more whole grains, more of the right kinds of foods that we need. And at the end of that, we've learned to create the habits of health by learning how to sleep right, how to become more physically active, how to reduce stress in our life, how to make sure that we have the right phytonutrients. And as we get older, we incorporate an optimization program that helps us replace muscle mass that we lose over time. And at the end of this path, this journey, we get to create a longer, healthier life. I don't need to tell you about the obesity crisis in this country. I think if any of us went to the mall today, or went to an amusement park, or just where a large amount of people are gathered, what you're going to see is a very, very sad state that our country's in. We live in an obesogenic society. There are more and more fast food restaurants popping up all over the place. And I remember one of my clients that I was helping through this journey really reminded me that if you take a look at fast food in general, if you live by this a simple principle, you can probably initially begin to lose weight and start moving your life forward. And that is, any food that is passed through a window is probably can't be healthy for you. In fact, you're going to only use about 20 calories driving through the drive-through to pick up a bag of about 1,400 calories. And at the end of the day, by consuming far more calories than we get rid of in our day-to-day activity, we're going to gain more and more weight over time. Quite simply, if we consume an extra 100 calories a day and half of those calories gets converted to fat or storage of energy, we're going to gain about 5 pounds a year. And 10 years down the road, those 5 pounds each year equals 50 pounds. And as we get older, 20 years down the road equals 100 pounds. And if we take a look at all of us as we get older, we become less active. We sit on the couch more. We watch TV. We may play with the grandkids a little bit, but our consumption of calories far outweighs what we get rid of in our day-to-day activity. And what Dr. Anderson has created in the Habits of Health is a way for us to begin a safe, effective program that helps you lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. It's your key to a healthier, longer life. And these 6 steps that I've outlined are really critical for you to begin to create a longer, healthier life. If you've not had a chance to visit our website, I'd like to direct you to that. It's habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the very front of the webpage, you will see Dr. A's picture on the cover of his book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. I'd like you to click on that. It'll give you information about how you can receive your copy of Dr. A's Habits of Health and the study companion guide, Living a Longer, Healthier Life. This program is not about selling books. However, I can tell you that this book has been so instrumental in changing my life that I can't help but talk about it. It's very well written. It's simple. It's easy to understand. And it takes you through very methodically these 6 steps. Reaching a healthy weight, transitioning to healthy eating, learning the habits of health, optimizing your health for your age, and learning how to create a longer, healthier life. Yes, you can create, like I did, a longer, healthier life. About 4 years ago, I got connected to the Habits of Health system. I lost 75 pounds in about 18 weeks. And from that point on, my life has totally been changed. Not only do I feel great, I'm back at my 8th grade weight, and not too many of us can say that. In addition to that, I'm far more active than I have ever been. I'm enjoying an amazing life, helping other people reach a healthy weight and a lifelong process so that we can create a healthier life. And so what I can tell you is if you have an opportunity, click on our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, the Take the Health Quiz link. And right there, you will be able to take an online quiz that will show you step by step just how healthy or unhealthy you are. And what I'd like you to do is at the end of that, I'd like you to send me your health score. Send it to Russ at habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's R-U-S at H-O-H-T-A-L-K.com. And we'll be sure to make sure that you get connected with a certified health coach and get you on a longer, healthier path.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann, And we're going to spend a little bit of time in our next segment talking about a new movement in this country. There's a real movement taking place in our country, and you might not even know it. You will after today. I'm joined today by Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. Dr. A is on a mission to eradicate obesity in this country, and it's my privilege to welcome Dr. Anderson. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Russ, and it's great to be here. I'm very excited. You know, any opportunity I have to get the message out for people to take a new path, I'm all for it.
There's a real crisis in this country, and it's your life's mission to eradicate obesity in America, and that's more than just a catchy mission statement, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the interesting thing about obesity is it's not something you catch. It's not something that you catch and then suddenly you have it. It is literally about making the wrong choices day in and day out over time. And most people don't really understand that. Most people aren't really educated to the full magnitude of living in this obesogenic world. You know, one of the very clear things that just sticks out to me every day is the modern world makes it very easy to out-eat exercise and nearly impossible to out-exercise excessive eating. Most people don't really think that. You know, the people that want to get healthy, there's a group of people, listen, they've just given up, they don't think they can do it, and they're just kind of letting their natural tendencies move them through their daily course. They're doing what feels right to them by their internal programming. But there's also a group of people that want to get healthy, and I see them out on the road, Russ, exercising the middle of August, you know, moving into September now, in 90-degree heat, hoping to lose some weight. And it's never going to happen. They're going to get more and more frustrated. They're going to hurt their back or basically their knees. And they're going to end up being basically not only overweight, but more importantly, they're going to be unhealthy. So what we've seen over the last 10 years is that the understanding compiled with support and a new blueprint for health can actually bring the creative process into everybody's life. And it's not that difficult.
If you watch the news, there just doesn't seem to be much hope in the short term. You know, we're an unhealthy country. We live in this obese society. People are struggling every day with depression in their life. And they're living through the worst financial crisis that we'll probably see in our lifetime. And how do we actually change all that? I know, you know, we just don't know where to start. How would we go about starting this change so that we can actually begin to live a healthier life?
Well, it starts with understanding what you really want. And I'm a firm believer in that. I'm not a believer in positive thinking or, willpower. Listen, I'm not saying you shouldn't have a great attitude, a positive attitude. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about thinking that you could just think yourself out of this.
Right.
It requires a combination of having the right intentions based on having the right plan. And then the third part is going to action to make it happen. And so what I really start off with individuals, and this is not theory, by the way. We've helped almost 500,000 people get healthy. I have tens of thousands of people now that have not only lost weight but have moved up the path to optimal health and are now thriving in their lives. We have helped so many people that just needed to have a system.
Right.
And the system isn't anything that I created in the back, you know, back room of my or in the basement of my house. It is literally looking at what are the things that are necessary to have people get healthy. And it starts with changing their underlying structure. It's about putting them in what I like to call a microenvironment of health. We've actually coined the term bio-network, which is a living network of people that get healthy and then reach out and help others. And to validate that, just a few years ago, the New England Journal of Medicine showed that people that hang around people that are overweight or obese over time get overweight or obese, even if they're not geographically located next to each other. It's a matter of modeling the people you're around and the things that people do, where they go, what their tendencies are. And so what we've done is understand that diets by themselves don't work. They'll never work. Certainly gastric bypass surgery by itself doesn't work, won't work. It'll certainly help you lose some weight for a while. But, you know, one of the brand new procedures called a duodenal switch, which they've just added, the studies just came out this week showing that 30%+ of those people, up to 50%, have significant nutritional deficiencies moving forward, even though they're losing weight. So pills aren't going to work. Surgery's not going to make a long-term change. Certainly, by losing weight, it makes you a little healthier from the standpoint that you're getting away from this huge amount of visceral fat. but it never really makes you healthy. So we have a very different, a very simple approach, and it starts with how do we give people the tools to move them forward, to make it easy, how do we make it cost effective, and how do we make it so it's based on a change in how people think, and then moving forward, changing the orientation so they can actually create long-term success. And it's not that difficult. That's what the Habits of Health, by the way, Russ, is all about.
Right. You know, the as I was talking in our first segment about the Habits of Health and how it's affected my life in such a dramatic way, that it's really, you've written in such a way that it's a kind of a step-by-step manual that says, okay, step one, two, three, four, let's begin to create this life that we want. But not only is it a step-by-step process, but it really becomes a life's journal that allows you to explore who you are and really not only look at it in terms of physical health, but also mental health, and what are we doing in society to give back? You know, you hear people talking about I'm paying it forward, I'm giving back. And one of the beauties that I think you write in the book is a little bit about this fulfillment in life, where not only as you begin to get healthy, but as you begin to teach others how to get healthy, there's something about that level of, you know, that depression goes away because you're so focused on helping others that all of a sudden you find such fulfillment and joy in your life. And I know people that are listening to the show today struggling in many areas. You know, where can people go to really get on the bandwagon? You know, you've talked about catching this wave to a healthy America, and there's a lot of people out there without a job, struggling with health. How do people actually find out more about how to join our movement and really begin to move their life forward?
Well, Russ, it's really simple. You know, thehabitsofhealth.net is a wonderful site that explains a lot of the stuff, you know, in much more detail that we're doing today.
Right.
Clearly, the Habits of Health system is available, and we can help people, you know, guide them to a coach, get them, it doesn't cost anything more than regular food, and give them some tools that will really help them move forward. I want to make you talked a moment about fulfillment. You know, it's interesting, but I'm 59, and most of my colleagues that I know that stayed in traditional medicine, you know, I was a critical care physician, which was a very, very stressful position. I look at those doctors, those men and women, and they look much older than me. They're burnt out. They're tired. They're not having fun anymore. I can tell you that when you talk about paying it forward, every day I get up with more renewed enthusiasm of what we're doing. You know, I'm watching people just change their lives. You know, starting with reaching healthy weight, thriving again in their life, doing things they otherwise wouldn't have done, having time to spend with their kids and their grandkids. And when you're on purpose, when you're doing something that really works and you're adaptable and you feel great, it makes it so much easier. And, you know, we have a great country, and I'm a devout patriot of our country. And I can tell you, when you feel good, when you have more energy and you're out helping other people, man, it all starts there. And you just have so much more resiliency. You know, it allows the body to get back its buffer mechanisms, and it just makes it so much easier to be healthy. When you're surrounded by like-minded people and you're doing like-minded things, we've really reverse-engineered the obesity study I told you in the New England Journal of Medicine, where people that are obese hang around, get obese. We've actually created a new world, a brave new world for people that desire more. And what's nice about it, hey, it requires some discipline. It requires you to basically make some decisions
right,
to get healthy, and then decisions to go into action, and then make daily choices that support health. You know, we have thousands of choices we make every day, and our biological program, the way we were designed to conserve and store energy. So when we get up in the morning, we're using 10,000-year-old programming, and it just doesn't work. Everything about modern life is counter to allowing us to be healthy. So what we've actually done is create a new movement. The movement basically is all about optimal health. It's about reaching a healthy weight and then focusing on creating health in your life. And by taking an active role, I'm not talking about prevention. You know, I was watching today, they were, you know, I was at the dentist getting the preventative things they do and putting the fluoride on, you know, and I heard him talking about how important prevention is. Well, prevention is a good thing, and I'm not saying it isn't. You certainly want, one of the areas we've improved is preventative dentistry. But in terms of preventative medicine, there are no medicines we can give you systemically that kind of makes you impervious. The inoculation that we're talking about, eradicating obesity and helping people get healthy, is about understanding a new path, a new set of choices, a new sets of habits of health versus habits of disease that in baby steps, like you said earlier, Russ, that can be learned. There's nothing difficult about them. But when you have the proper support, we give you a catalyst to get you, if, you know, if your first, when you look and evaluate yourself, if you need to lose some weight, we have a catalyst. You can lose 2 up to 5 pounds per week. And as you're losing weight and getting healthier, we're going to teach you across the full spectrum of how you eat, how you exercise, all those different areas, how to now make choices that together now put you in position for long-term health, Russ.
Dr. A, you know, much of our radio program is centered around the habits of health system. And we're not talking about hype. We're not talking about an infomercial. We're not talking about some motivational program that's going to help you immediately create health in your life. We're really talking about, and you mentioned at the very beginning, this creative orientation where people get to create the life, the healthy life that they choose. And we've got about 2.5, maybe 3 minutes left, and I'd like you to kind of wrap up this part talking about this whole process of really creating health rather than just, you know, buying a book and getting healthy. It's really about a whole process about creating an orientation towards health.
Oh, it's big time. It's like, you know, anything else. If you become an expert in whatever you do in life and you're working on making that as good as you can be, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about taking people, 70% of us are overweight or obese or doing many things today that they don't even realize are negative in their balance, and actually now making so the majority of our choices now are building health. And as you build health and you start moving towards optimization, see, optimization is you don't get with prevention. Optimization right. You get by becoming active in the role of creating health. It's not difficult, and you know what? You get excited about it because you start feeling better. You have more energy. You sleep better. It just seems like the world now unfolds to you, and it's about all areas. How do we improve you? You're either growing and becoming better, or you're decaying. And for most people that mindlessly go out throughout their day, over time, they're moving down the path towards what I like to call first non-sick, but they're not healthy, and then eventually sick. We've created a new path, a path you can start today. You make a decision. You get on the path. Basically, it starts with the habits of health, but the neat thing is we've actually created at no more than regular food a path that's the commercial application of that gives you a coach, uses meal replacements, and puts you in position to lose 2 to 5 pounds per week if you need that. If you don't need it and you just need to get healthy, you can use the habits health system all by yourself. But I'll tell you, it's a lot more fun. And then you can reach out and help others. And Russ, when you do that, that's really because now you're becoming fulfilled. When your mind is right and you're organizing your life around what matters most, and now you give yourself the time and energy that you want for yourself and the things you want to do, wow, suddenly your body feels like it's back in sync. And, you know, as I go through my daily life and I look at our coaches such as yourself that really have dialed into this, their lives are unfolding in front of them. They're excited. They're having fun. They're healthy, and literally they got a glow on their face. When I look at the people, it's almost like the old commercial where who got the Pepsi and who got the Coke to the fraternity and the nursing home, where the nursing home, everybody's excited, and the frat, they're all playing bingo. It's how you can unfold a different life for yourself, and it's about catch the wave. It's about we're going to eradicate obesity in our lifetime. We have that big, hairy, audacious goal, and we're going to go out and find the people that want to be helped. We're going to help them. And then we're going to move forward, and hopefully over time they'll want to join us and help us go out and literally create a healthier new world for everyone.
You're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Maria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. It's been a great first half of the show, and I'm so excited because we have a special guest today, certified health coach Kip Kennedy, who has really made it his mission to not only change his life, but also really change the lives of the people that he knows and loves. We've been really spending a lot of time with Dr. A talking about this mission to create a healthy America. And you can catch the wave. I would encourage you to visit us on our website, send us an email, say, Dr. A, I want to get started. I want to get down this path. I want to create a longer, healthier life. And in order to do that, send us a quick email at Dr. A, D-R-A, at H-O-H-T-A-L-K. And we'll get you in contact with a certified health coach that will bring you a process that we've been talking about, using the Habits of Health system and creating a longer, healthier life. I'd like you to meet again a special guest of mine. His name is Kip Kennedy, certified health coach. He's committed to helping people create a hell longer life. Kip, welcome to the show.
So thank you very much, Russ. Glad to be here.
All right, we don't have Kip just yet, but what I'd like to do is, while we're getting Kip on the telephone, I'd like to, Kip, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Sorry about the technology glitch and getting you all connected. I was just telling the listeners that we've been walking down this path with Dr. A about really catching the wave to a healthier America. And what I'm so inspired by your story, Kip, is that you've been able to really change your life in such a dramatic way and have become a certified coach yourself and begin to teach others how to do what you've done. I'd like to read for the listeners. We'll start with this. I went to your Facebook page, Kip, and I stole some material. Do you mind if I share it?
Sure, go ahead.
I know, I'm putting you on the spot. Here's what Kip has on his Facebook page. I love to have fun and work hard. I have an opportunity to do so every day. I believe we are responsible for our own actions, both good and bad. I am truly blessed to have an incredibly beautiful, wonderful wife who keeps putting up with me and has given me two great children. In 2005, I went from being extremely overweight to losing over 100 pounds and loving life. I have kept the weight off for over 6 years, and now as a certified health coach, I am helping others do the same by creating a healthier, longer life. Everyone can do what I have done with the proper tools and training. That is what we get to provide every day for free. Kip, would you tell us a little bit about your personal journey to not only lose weight, but to create long-term health in your life?
You bet. Well, I think it starts with just letting you know that until 2005, I had always been a large person. In fact, my mom actually had to hide food from me when I was two. I had always had a problem with weight and was fighting it my whole life. And in 2005, I had basically given up. I had lost any hope that I could do it, because I tried everything, every program out there. I gave it a shot, and it always ended up the same way. I'd lose about 35 or 40 pounds, and then my body would figure out whatever it is I was doing. And then I would plateau, I'd get frustrated, I'd go off the program and then gain back that 35 or 40 pounds and then add another 10 to 15 just to make it fun. What happened was in 05, I decided that since I couldn't beat this, I was going to get a gastric bypass. And I told my wife that that's what I wanted to do. And bless her heart, she said, no, you're not. You're going to talk to our friends who are our health coaches and try this program. So my response to her actually was, sure, I'll give it a shot, and when it doesn't work, I'm getting my gastric bypass.
Right.
And that afternoon, we were sitting with our coaches, I told them, I said, I'm going to do this program, but I don't believe it's going to work. And I'm going to do it just like you say. I'm going to follow the program. I'm going to listen to your training so that when it doesn't work, you can't say it was my fault. So I did the program, and they were happy to let me to do exactly what they said, and they started teaching me the habits of health within the program. And when I got to 35 pounds, I thought I was going to plateau, but I didn't. And in fact, my body just kept on going. And throughout the process, I ended up losing, like you said, over 100 pounds, and that was awesome in itself, because I had a life that I never had before. I did not know what it was like to be healthy.
You know, when I look at your picture, and for those of you who have not had a chance to do so, if you'll go to habitsofhealthtalk.com, and right on the very front of the web page, you'll see Kip's picture. Click on there, and it'll take you to a beautiful picture that shows in kind of in a chronological order where you started, the journey along the way. You took a picture every so often, and it's in the side view, and you put all those pictures together. And what I love about your picture is, you know, dude, you were overweight, then no questions asked. But now looking at you, you look about 20 years younger. Not only 20 years younger, but you got a tan for that last picture. And so you got healthy, you started feeling good, you started participating in life. And what I liked about what you said is that you took personal responsibility for it. You wanted to show your coach and maybe even your wife that, yeah, you'll try another program, but you don't expect it to work, and you're going to follow it exactly the way it's written, so you can say, it's not my fault. And in spite of that, you lost weight, got healthy, and your life's never been the same, I'm sure.
Oh, that is completely correct. I have never been so happy to be wrong in my life. That was a life-changing experience for me. I am so much more healthy now than I have ever been in my life. In fact, this year I got to compete in some extreme games out in Eastern Oregon, and the team that I was on, out of 106 teams, we took 13th place. Something I never would have been able to do if I was still carrying around another 100 pounds on my body. I get to play lots of sports. I get to run around with my kids. It is truly a blessed life.
You know, when you take a look at the chronological photos, it's what, about a 6-month journey from March through August?
Absolutely. Just over that.
And when you take
22 weeks.
You know, I see people that looked like you did back in March all the time. I go up and down the street, and in fact, your picture and my picture are almost identical. You know, we carry this extra weight around the middle. We've got big, thick arms, and it's not all muscle. And we just, quite frankly, don't look all that happy. And as you begin to create this life, like you said, now you're competing in extreme games. I mean, if somebody would have said, you know, 6 years ago when you were 107 pounds heavier than you are today, that you were going to lose weight, make it your life's mission to help people get healthy and compete in extreme games and have the life you have, you would have probably thought they were crazy.
Absolutely. I had completely given up. And now I'm able to give that gift. I'm able to teach habits of health to people who have given up.
Sure.
And those who, you know, have maybe lost their health, or those who have never had it before, now get a chance to, you know, have the, it's a gift. It truly is a gift, and I'm happy to give it every day.
Hey, Kip, you know, looking at your before picture, were you on medications for, you know, high blood pressure, cholesterol? Do you have a medical history that was of concern?
Officially, no. Unofficially, I believe I was pre-diabetic. I was showing all the signs of a pre-diabetic person, and I was just too stubborn to go to the doctor.
You know, your story and my story, like I said, are nearly identical. I never went to the doctor. I always found another reason not to go and was not on a bunch of medications. But I can tell you, I didn't feel good, and I could barely move from time to time. And if I'd go for a long walk, I'd be out of breath, let alone take the stairs. You know, the other thing that I saw, you sent another group of pictures that showed your professional photo when you were a realtor. And, you know, you looked great. You had a coat on. You had a tie. Looked professional. You had a terrific haircut. But you were overweight. But in the picture that we have.
Yeah,
but we take a look at the picture that we post on the website. You're a totally different person, 20 years younger. And I have to believe that you probably added 10 to maybe even 20 years to your life because you've gotten healthier.
Absolutely. Isn't it every 50 pounds gone, you get 10 years more in your life? So 20 years more, I like that. I like those odds.
Yeah.
When I was in that first picture, I was really a heart attack waiting to happen. I had multiple friends and family that were just waiting for the day that they got the call that I was in the hospital.
Right. Yeah, it's just amazing that you've been able to take control of your life. And you've had your weight off for over 6 years. How has the Habits of Health system been a part of that?
It has been the key to what I have done. I fully and firmly believe I'm nobody special. I just followed a program, and the program works. The Habits of Health are not something that someone just thought up one day. It's actually how our bodies work. And being able to follow the system and learning about health, and what I like to say, it's when you stop doing healthy and start being healthy, then it becomes part of who you are, because the habits are not anything that's hard to figure out. It's simple steps that once done enough times, they become who you are. And it has been absolutely the reason that I am, 6 years later, still able to do what I did, do what I do and be active. It is completely the reason.
Yeah, it's not just, eating healthy things. It's really living a healthy life. And like you said, it's the fact that you have incorporated some pretty simple principles that have been based on good science, good healthy nutrition, good physical activity. Certainly the fact that you're helping others is obviously contributing to your fulfillment in your life. With the remaining few minutes that we have, tell us a little bit about why you became a health coach and how rewarding that is to you.
Well, the reason I became a health coach is because I had a lot of friends that were wondering what I was doing. I was sending them to my health coach. And then I started getting thank yous from my friends saying, literally, thank you for saving my life. You sent me to somebody that has literally changed my life. And I thought, wow, I'm having an impact on these people's lives. What more of an impact could I do if I actually became a coach myself and simply taught people to do what I was doing? And today we are impacting so many lives. We work with an awesome team as well. And it has just been so rewarding because, in my opinion, there's not much better things you can do in life than to positively affect someone else.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, to be able to have an impact that started with you reaching a healthy weight and then really teach others to do what you did. You have an amazing team. It's always great to see you. I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks. You're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson, my special guest, Kip Kennedy. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on how to create a longer, healthier life. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
The world one listener at a time.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and I'd like to invite you to visit our website and take advantage of Dr. A's health quiz. Visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com and click on the health quiz link. There you'll go to an online questionnaire where you'll fill out about 45 to 50 questions, and at the end of that, you're going to get a score evaluating just how healthy or unhealthy you are. And I'd like you to send us an email with your score. That's the email is dra@hohtalk.com. Also, you can reach us by phone at 401-388-0778, and we'll help you get on the path to a longer, healthier life. We're joined again by our good friend, Kip Kennedy, who has been telling us his amazing transformation, how he lost over 100 pounds in about 5 months, and really has begun making a big shift in the lives of many people that he's coaching through a process. Kip, I'd like you to explain to the listeners in the last few minutes that we have together, you know, you started down this path because you really wanted to say this program wasn't going to work like all the other programs didn't work, and you were going to end up doing your gastric bypass at the end. Your story is not unlike hundreds of thousands of people across this country. For the people that are listening today that seem like they're struggling with health and don't have a lot of hope, would you explain kind of the simple step-by-step process that somebody will utilize to get started on the 5-in-1 program?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it comes with us a decision to say, okay, I'm going to trust you as a coach and go for it. I'm going to trust my coach. And even if I don't believe the program is going to work, it simply doesn't matter. It's the actions that matter. And the first thing you learn how to do is eat every 3 hours. And it's a simple thing that five of those meals provided for you, and you get to make one on your own, which is what we call lean and green, where it's lean meats and green vegetables. And there's lists and there's recipes, all kinds of help for to figure out how to do just that. And then your body and your mind, and also, you're also going to drink plenty of water every day, and your coach will help you determine how much water you're going to need. But as you move forward, your body and your mind start learning at the same time, what's good. Your eyes start seeing food for what it really is, and your body starts reacting to the healthy food that you are eating, and it goes into a state that allows you to drop the weight, but also do it in a very sustainable, very healthy, very high nutrition way. And it, like I said, it simply doesn't matter if you believe it works. I am living proof of that. I completely believe the opposite, and it still worked for me.
You know, many of us that struggle with weight tend to eat certain kinds of foods over and over again, whether it be burgers and fries or pizza or lots of pastas and things like that. And in among themselves, a single meal is not going to make you unhealthy, but it's a series of choices that you're going to make every day that are going to help you create a healthier life, you know. And Dr. A's book, you know, is not about helping you lose weight. That's really only one element of it. But it's, like you said, Kip, this changing of your mindset so that you look at your whole life as a thin, healthy life. And so you've got both a body change and a mental change, talking about how to eat small meals more often, learning the right kinds of things to eat. But beyond that, did you have many cravings once you started the program?
Well, I'll tell you what, originally I was a pizza-holic, and I would go to places where they had salad bars, and I would run away from the salad bar and over to the pizza bar. That was one of the foods that I really, really wanted when I first started. But once I got into the process, that craving went away. In fact, it became a point now, like, to, you know, fast forward six years later, I like pizza. But if I go to a place that's going to have pizza and a salad bar, guess where I'm spending more of my time? It's the salad bar, because I like the healthy foods better.
Sure. You know, and it was, it's all about those choices. And what's great about what you've done is you've learned that you can make good, healthy choices and not give up your total life. You know, a lot of people think, if I'm going to start a health program, I'm going to have to start grinding my own meal and eating stuff that tastes crummy and all the things that I love, I'm never, ever going to be able to eat again. And that's just not true, is it?
Absolutely not. In fact, I remember telling my wife, I'm never going to be able to eat normal food again. And I learned a couple things. Number one is the food that I wanted would be there when I was done with phase one of the program, and I could have it again. And true enough, they were still making it by the time I got done with phase one. The other thing that I learned, and I attribute this to a person named Nancy Pettit, gave me this wonderful saying, and that is, nothing tastes as good as thin feels. And that is such a true statement, and it's true today as it was when I first learned it. And I used it over and over and over again to always remind me that health is much more important than any one taste at any given time.
You bet. You couldn't have said that anymore. Kip, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a delight. I'm so excited you mentioned Nancy, too. She's been a guest on our program, and you get a chance to – actually, she was our very first guest back on December 8th, and anybody that's listening to the program today can click on the HealthCast link and listen to Nancy's segment. But I know, Kip, you're gonna have one of these segments called The Best of the Habits of Health Talk Radio, because you've been a true delight. You've covered information, and I know you've inspired many people to make a change in their life. Thanks, Kip.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciated being on the show.
Great. I'd like to kind of close out the rest of the show talking a little bit about this overall process to create health. Yeah, I've had Kip kind of go through step by step a little bit about utilizing the 5-in-1 plan. And as he described, you're eating every 2 to 3 hours. 5 of the meals are healthy grab and go that you can pretty much take anywhere, that are portable. You're only preparing one healthy meal on your own, and you're choosing lean protein and vegetables. And by learning how to eat right, over time, you're going to be able to incorporate a longer, healthier life, because it's not just about food. It's about exercise. It's about reducing stress. It's about, you know, just overall changing your life. And so what it is I'm offering you today, if you've been listening to the program, you've truly been given lots of information about Dr. A's movement, how we're helping over 500,000 people over the last few years change their orientation to help. Kip's told you about his personal experience and how he's gone about doing and losing over 100 pounds in about 5 months. And you may be thinking, oh, yeah, right, sure. But I can tell you that today, if you make the decision to create health in your life, here are the three things that I know we're going to really focus on with your coach. The first is we're going to help you get on the plan that Kip was talking about. It's called the 5-in-1 plan. It costs no more than regular food. It's healthy, convenient, It tastes good. You're going to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week on this program. And while you finally reach a healthy weight, you're going to be able to incorporate the habits of health. So that's really the second component. It's a system. So you're not going to gain your weight back. You're going to change your whole mindset towards food, towards activity, towards fulfillment. And you may even decide to become a health coach yourself. And the final component is your relationship with your health coach. A health coach will be assigned to you absolutely free. They're with you throughout the journey and for the rest of your life. And I know for myself, as I help my clients and Kip helps his, along with Dr. A's mission, we are beginning to change the culture in this country towards a healthier, longer life. And Dr. A's movement to catch this wave, to catch this movement is about getting out of your own way and making the decision today to create health and make health a priority in your life. So today, while you're listening to the program, if you've sat there and said, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do what Kip and Russ have done. I'm going to start getting healthy. If you've made that decision today, all you need to do is get in contact with us at Habits of Health Talk Radio, and we will get you connected with a free certified health coach, which will help put you on this path. They'll order your meals. They'll make sure that you get connected to the Habits of Health study system. They'll encourage you and walk you through a step-by-step approach. And more importantly, if you have someone in your life that you care about that is struggling with health, then do this program with them. It's always better to do this with someone else. Your health coach will be with you every step of the way. Today, make the decision to create a longer, healthier life. It's just that easy. My life has never been the same. I want to thank my co-host and good friend, Dr. Anderson, for being with us today, my special guest, Kip Kennedy, for sharing his amazing story, and I'd like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. Please join us next Wednesday for more about creating the habits of health in your life. It's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. I'd like to close the show today with this thought. You can make a difference in your own health and in the health of others. The real question is, will you? Think about that. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health and How to Reach a Healthy Weight and Create Optimal Health for the Rest of Your Life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.